Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey, yes.
Yay. It's good to be back. Good to see all of your faces. Hello,
you.
Chewy.
Hi, guys. I missed you guys.
What's up, Atlanta crew?
Hey,
good to see you guys.
Yeah.
Missed you guys.
We miss y'all.
You guys are still all shooting from home. Heidi and I are back in the studio. We had a little week off, so it was nice to wind down for a little bit. But we're back. We're excited about the show. Because coming up is Kanye West starting a makeup line.
Mm.
Also, there's drama regarding the late Karl Lagerfeld's fortune. Mm. And Headcrack talks to our soon-to-be co-host, Jerry Shepard, about her Netflix show, Mr. Iglesias. But first,
awesome.
Brad, what you got?
Okay, y'all, check this out. Following her role in The Lion King, Beyonce is rumored to be signing a deal with Disney for $100 million, y'all. Supposedly, she could be involved in a Black Panther sequel. Well, a lot of people out there are not having it. One user named Torrance S. started a petition on Change.org asking that Beyonce not star in the movie. So, Gary, or should I say Petty LaBelle, you want to read what he said, honey?
Oh, of course, Brad. Let me read what this girl said, honey. She said, as a fan and lover of Marvel and Disney movies, we like to keep Beyonce out of Black Panther 2. Even though, honey, it is a great film and comic, many of us are, and we just feel that her vocals and physical acting is insufficient, for lack of better words.
Well, y'all, he went on to say that she should just do a few songs on the soundtrack and that's it.
That'd be good.
Well, Portia, you know, Portia, you're an actress yourself, girl. How do you think Beyonce should feel after hearing this?
Honey, thank you so much, and yes, I am. But I will say this. Let me tell you something. Beyonce cannot hear these people talking online because the sound of $100 million is a little too loud right now.
Hello.
They cannot possibly yell above that money she is getting offered. So bye-bye, haters.
Well, Chewy, could you see Beyonce starring in Black Panther 2?
I think I could, man. I would love to see Beyonce play a villain, to be honest with you. I'd like her to be like a villain sidekick or something. I think that would be a nice change for Beyonce. I think it'd be good, man. I'm excited.
I think she could totally pull it off.
I hope she's in it.
I don't know. I don't know how good of an actress Beyonce is. I mean, I really don't know.
We've heard her voice act with The Lion King.
Yeah.
Wasn't that great?
Yeah. Hold on. We saw her in Cadillac Records and Obsessed. We've seen her in a couple films now, y'all.
And those were good for what they were, but I think Beyonce would overshadow the fact that it's Black Panther 2, and people would hate it even if she did a good job.
Into that one?
It's a distraction.
All right, y'all. It's been almost 6 months since the tragic passing of Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gigi. You know, they passed away in that horrible helicopter accident. And his wife Vanessa and the other children are doing their best to cope with the loss. That means Vanessa and her 17-year-old daughter Natalia had to block fan pages on Instagram. She explained, and I quote, "Thanks so much for all the love. Natalia and I have unfortunately had to block fan pages because it's been really hard to go online and constantly see pics of our beloved Gigi and Kobe under every single square of our explore pages. Blocking the fan pages has helped change the algorithm. We love you all, but please understand that we had to do this for our own healing, not because we don't appreciate your love." Wow.
That's a great statement.
And understandable.
And totally understandable. Like, my explore page, well, yeah, we're not going to talk about my explore page, but yeah, Portia.
Bikinis.
Yeah. Portia, you know all about Instagram. You're really good online. Can you explain what the explore page is and how this would affect Vanessa and the kids?
Well, normally your explore page would show like things that you had liked, like in that category, or either it'll show posts that maybe someone who you follow has liked it as well. So that creates the algorithm. So of course, everyone around her is liking anything that has to do with the loss of her husband and her child. And so with her blocking those pages, it's completely kind of restarting it and giving her a broader look on her explore page that doesn't include so many memorials to her family. Now, I think this is something that she definitely needed to do because, listen, some people may say, well, maybe she doesn't need to be on Instagram. That is a getaway. She needs to have an outlet. You know, anytime you have loss, people grieve in different ways. And I just love the fact that she's been so open and still using Instagram to let us see her other daughters, their birthdays, et cetera, as you know. So I think that, of course, she needs to do whatever she needs to do for her family.
And, well, can I share that my Explorer page is just filled with Yorkshire Terrier pictures? That's Yorkshire terriers. In clothing, mostly.
And wine goblets.
That's it. Yeah, wine and Yorkies. That's about all that pops up on my Explorer page. All right, well, let's change directions a little bit. Designer Karl Lagerfeld, who was a creative director for Chanel for over 30 years, died in 2019 at the age of 85, and it was rumored that his beloved cat, Choupette, was going to inherit his fortune.
Hey, all you cat haters,
you're going to love a cat here real quick because this cat may inherit between $200 and $500 million.
So who gets to take care of the cat?
Okay, so this is interesting because the story gets even more involved. Now, it looks like there may be a major cat fight. Because now it turns out there are actually 7 heirs. Now there's the cat, of course, we just discussed. There's also a male model, a couple of those, a godson, and the housekeeper who was supposed to take care of the wealthy cat.
Wow.
But now, Carl's 87-year-old accountant, really the only one who can determine who gets what amount of money and when, has disappeared, completely gone missing.
No way.
Can't get him on the phone.
At 87, you might want to make sure he's still alive.
Exactly. Well, apparently, they talked to his wife. His wife says, oh, no, darling, there's nothing shady. He's just too sick to get on the phone.
Did she say that before she drove up in her Bentayga? Because she might have been with him, okay?
For
now
real.
She over there living good, releasing statements.
Yes. I
think the cat killed him.
This guy's on a desert island someplace.
Exactly.
He can't get to the phone.
Him and the cat.
Him and Choupette. Yeah.
Seriously, Choupette
was like, give me my damn money.
I know. All right, guys, guess what? There's a big congratulations in order for our very own head crack because he has his own show.
Yes. What?
What is it about?
It's a brand new week. It's a brand new grind. So basically, the show's called Head Cracks, Gloves Off. It comes on Caffeine, which is a new streaming platform. And basically, every week, we tackle everything that's going on in the world of battle rap. We talk to some of the biggest guys in the game, as well as some other artists that are actually fans of battle rap, too. And we kind of collide those two worlds. But Gloves Off is interactive. It's real time. If you're watching the show, you can chat. We interact with you real time while it's happening and even work you into the show. So it's going to be really cool. 12 weeks worth of episodes coming down the pipeline. And I can't wait to unroll the next few guests that we're going to be dropping out on the show.
It's going to be dope. You deserve it, buddy. You deserve it, brother. You deserve it, my friend.
Thank you so much.
All right, y'all. Up next, Head Crack will be sitting down with our very own new host-to-be, Sherry Shepherd. He'll talk to her about her Netflix show, Mr. Iglesias, and much, much more. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, now, listen, we're back, and I'm about to dish with actress, comedian, television personality, and the newest member of the Dish Nation family, man, Sherry Shepherd is in the building.
Hey, Crack!
She's in her building.
I'm in my little part of the world, in my little space next to the laundry room, if that sounds glamorous.
Well, you gotta love it. And you have so much going on, but let's get to it. Your show, Mr. Iglesias, is back on Netflix. What are we looking forward to this season? I love season one.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. It's premiering June 17th, and now Gabe finds a new love interest. There's an episode where there's a case of I think that Gabe is in love with me, and we got to figure out that. We got more shenanigans from the students and the faculty. And it's even funnier than the first season.
Now, you being a love interest for him could almost be par for the course, because anybody who watched season one, you know that you had a lot of trouble finding a man. Like, the dating app has been struggle city. Now, have you ever used the dating app in real life? And is there anything you would be willing to share?
Yes, I have tried to use the dating app. So first of all, I didn't realize, Head Crack, that you got to lie on your profile. Like, you completely have to lie. And I kept telling my girlfriends, I want somebody who's honest, who's going to tell me the truth. They was like, get out of fairy tale land. Stop that.
Principal Paula Madison is who you play on the show. Now, let's just say if this, like, bled into real life, and if you can get paid to teach any subject, what subject would you teach?
I probably would teach stand-up comedy or creative writing.
Now, thinking back on, like, you know, I try to figure out, like, what kind of people they were when they were in school. Now, back when you was in a student, what kind of student were you? Did you find yourself in a principal's office a lot? Were you the class clown? Were you the troublemaker? Who were you?
On my report card, it always says, Sherry is so sweet. She's a class clown. She talks too much and she distracts everybody around her. And my father used to, and I always got whoopings, and he was like, oh, so you think you the clown, huh? And now I feel like saying, all them whoopings I got, Daddy, it got you a Chrysler 300, didn't it? Plasma TV, you got a little 4D TV from all them whoopings you gave me. But that's what they always used to say, that I talked a lot to kids in the class and I distracted them.
The show is called Mr. Iglesias. Season 2 is about to pop off. We want to play a game with you, Sherry. It's called Dish High School. You're gonna be at the head of the class for this game. I'm pretty much going to give you class titles, and you gotta match any actor or co-host that you've worked with before with the class title. So when I yell the title, you yell the first name that comes to mind, and it could be from any show that you've been on. You know, Mr. Iglesias, The View, 30 Rock, etc. And of course, Dish Nation 2. You can throw us in there.
Okay.
Who would you consider to be the teacher's pet?
Oh, the teacher's pet. The teacher's pet would be Andy Dick.
Who is most likely to be an Insta star?
Famous on Instagram. I would say that would be Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
And we did Friends.
Yeah. You were one of the few Black friends on the show.
One of the few. I think there's probably only three of us. Gabrielle Union, Aisha Tyler, and me.
Who's most likely to become a prime minister?
Who's most likely to become a... I would say that would be Whoopi Goldberg. I co-hosted The View with her.
Okay. Who's most likely to get suspended?
That would be Meghan McCain.
Who's the class clown?
You know what? I'm going to say that would be John Lithgow.
Who is the most talkative?
Niecy Nash.
Before we sign off, we're so happy to have you joining the Dish Nation family. Is there anything you want to say to the Dish Nation co-host before you get out of here?
Y'all don't know how excited I am to be joining you. Oh my gosh, Heidi and Frank and Chewy and Brad and Portia and Gary and you, Headcrack. I have so much fun when I'm with you. I'm so excited to dish with y'all and laugh, because that's how y'all do. Y'all laugh and have a good time.
Well, love, you continue to glow and grow. The new season of Mr. Iglesias is on Netflix soon. Be sure you check it out. And I can't wait to see you in the studio. Keep it locked right here.
And watch my podcast, Two Funny Mamas. You got to watch it with Kim Whitley.
Well, much love to you. Can't wait to have you in the studio. Keep it locked. Big ups to you, Sherry Shepard. And more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, looks like Teyana Taylor has delivered us some good music and some good news, because the word is she's having another baby.
Yes. Oh. Congratulations,
Teyana. Yes.
Oh. Now, she surprised fans on her Instagram with the news in her latest music video, Wake Up Love, which featured her husband, NBA star Amon Shumpert, and her daughter, Amon Taylor Shumpert Jr., also known as Junie, but you know what? Take a look.
Is there a more beautiful family? Like, I don't think there is, man. So another addition is going to be like the icing on the cake. It's going to be perfect.
Yes. Yes.
Such
yes.
a beautiful oh, family,
too
man.
Cute.
Portia's family is just as pretty as hers, I think, you know.
Yes.
So you got Portia and Dennis and honey and baby
Thank
PJ.
Thank you. She,
yeah.
Yes.
All families matter. Okay. Thanks, Gary.
Okay, moving on. It looks like the Kardashians and Jenners have some competition on their hands. Yeah. It's been reported that Kanye West is launching, check this out, y'all, his own cosmetics line.
Wow.
Oh.
All right. Yeah.
What All right,
honey. Uh-huh. Yeah, I know. Huh? Now, supposedly, his company Yeezy just filed a trademark for a beauty and skincare. Here's some of the things he's going to be making under his cosmetics line. Makeup, false eyelashes, facial masks, nail polish, and many, many more, including some aromatherapy pillows. I'm gonna buy some of those for sure. And scented pine cones. Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So, Gary, do you think Kim and Kylie should be pissed that he wants to start his own business? They probably encouraged
it. Yes, ma'am. The baby, he is gearing up, honey, to leave her ass, honey. So he getting all his stuff right now, and he gonna leave her.
No,
honey.
He's
so,
not.
Yes, honey.
No.
Yes,
no.
Baby.
He's around them, Gary.
He's doing
in the He's learning from the best. He's learning that industry.
He was the best.
It don't matter. They not in competition. They all making money. It's enough money out here for everybody to get some.
Doing the Queen, and he like, they ain't finna make all this money.
All right, y'all know what time it is.
It's deal time.
Ladies, looking to accessorize and add to your jewelry collection? Well, you'll love the Daisy Fuentes 5-piece watch and bracelet set. It comes in a hard case cushion box, making this a great gift for someone special. Also, y'all, each set includes crystal accents on both the watch and bracelets, so you can wear the watch, wear the bracelets, or stack them all together.
Wow, these are so cute. Tell me more, girl.
Well, Portia, complete with an analog watch and bracelet accents, these 5-piece watch and bracelet set come in rose gold, white gold, and yellow gold. Enough choices to allow you to accessorize any outfit, darling.
Oh, now, Brett, it looks expensive, but how much is it?
Well, usually this 5-piece watch and bracelet set has been seen as high as $60, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $20. Whoa. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, y'all, up next, find out what Barbra Streisand gifted George Floyd's 6-year-old daughter, Gianna Floyd. See all that after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation. All right, y'all. Celebrities have been showing up and showing out in support of George Floyd, and now for his 6-year-old daughter, Gianna. She's been offered a full ride scholarship, y'all, to Texas Southern University. That's right, wow. Kanye West.
Yeah.
Yes, Yeezy.
Love
Kanye
it.
West has set up a college fund for her, and she has a GoFundMe page that has raised over $2 million, y'all.
Wow.
And Gianna received a special gift from the one and only Barbra Streisand. And Gianna shared the special moment on her Instagram page saying, "Thank you, at Barbra Streisand, for my package. I am now a Disney stockholder thanks to you." Barbra Streisand also threw in 2 of her studio albums. Do y'all think she'll try to make Beyonce a Disney princess now?
Oh, she's a stockholder, so it's, I guess she's got some say into who's going to be in her movie.
She could probably cut the check now. She might could go on and give her that 100 mil.
let's let little Gianni sign off on that.
That Disney stock is worth a lot of money now. Can you imagine when this young lady is in her 20s and 30s? Once she's 18, y'all, that right there has changed her life.
We all have siblings, right? I'd be a little irritated if my brother was getting something I'm not getting. George Floyd has other children, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So it's like, hello.
Maybe the mom will share some of that money from the GoFundMe.
I doubt it. That's for her child, her and George's child. You know how baby mamas be. If it ain't the same baby mama, she ain't sharing. You crazy.
At that age, though, I mean, that really means nothing. I remember, like, opening up a savings bond from my aunts, and I was like, what is this?
You wanted a toy.
I want a toy.
What's it worth today, though?
It was like a $50 savings bond, and today it's worth
$57. Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.